How to succeed in the hybrid model. The new reality is not the same as the old world. Virtual is here to stay. Some are very happy about it, others aren't. As the world starts reopening again and we'll soon be able to meet clients in person, some will decide to stay exclusively virtual, others will want to go back to the way things were, and the majority will opt for a hybrid model to do some virtual meetings and some in person. Now the question is, how do we succeed in the hybrid model? This is a topic that I've been discussing with my clients for some time, and I thought I'd share with you some of the steps to achieve this. First, define your vision of the future. When I ask, why did you become an entrepreneur? The answer I get the most often are, for the freedom of it, or to be free to do things my way. What I find particularly interesting is that we became entrepreneurs for the freedom it gives us, and simultaneously, we created a golden cage for ourselves. I have to meet my clients so many times a year. I have to work at least one night a week, and other such comments. And now, obviously what I'm hearing now is, I have to go back to the office. I have to meet client in person. But who said that? These beliefs aren't an absolute truth. I know entrepreneurs who never go into the office, entrepreneurs who are 100% virtuals, hyper-productive teams that are all in virtual mode. All the formulas are good, and you'll find success stories in all the different business models. Now, the question we want to ask ourselves is, what type of model do you want to build? Virtual? In person? Hybrid? Working 2 days from home, 3 days from the office? Great! You're the boss. Define what you want and decide to implement that model. Step 2. Restructure your client meeting plan. So in light of step 1, go back to the drawing board and restructure your client meeting plan. What do you want to offer in your hybrid model for your A client, your B client, and maybe only virtual for your C clients? Some type of meetings in person, some type of meetings in virtual? Great. You're the boss. Define what you want and decide to implement that model. Step 3. Communicate with your client. Even if you've decided to return into in-person meeting, it doesn't mean that your clients are ready or interested to do the same. Same as if you go and to decide all to stay in virtual. Some clients will be happy to see you back in person, in the flesh, but not all of them. Be conscious that some of them won't be comfortable for various reasons to meet you in person. Lending an open ear and showing sensitivity and empathy on these points are crucial. How do you offer in-person meeting while showing openness on your part? With an open-ended, non-directed question, such as, would you prefer in-person meeting or a Zoom or a team meeting? Let your clients choose. Well, obviously, according to your new client service plan. You don't want to force a client an in-person meeting for a client who is not comfortable meeting you in person. Empathy, openness, two qualities to exhibit now more than ever. Let's say you did some changes in your service plan. You've decided to change your client meeting plan to replace some in-person meetings with virtual meetings. Be transparent with a sentence such as, I suggest that we meet once a year in person to do a complete overview of your affairs and quarterly via Zoom or team to adjust your affairs and take stock. What do you think? Take a stand with your client and you'll be surprised how well your message is received. Much better, in fact, than you probably expect. Let's say you've decided to go virtual and to keep all your meetings in virtual space. Show your clients the benefit that's in it for them. Here are some sentences that I like to play with. This way you don't have to come downtown or you won't have to travel. This way you won't have to worry about the house being tidy or whether there's coffee ready. Obviously, this one is to be used with humor. It'll be quicker and easier. Or we'll be able to adjust the plan, the strategy on the screen in real time. The key to a successful hybrid model is to start by positioning yourself. If you're convinced, you'll be convincing. Take the time to understand where your clients are with everything that's going on. Listen and show empathy to them. Finally, communicate in the most effective way your client. I always say, everything can be said, it's how you say it. We ourselves, our team, our clients can benefit from a hybrid model. The way to get there, it's simply, it requires to say it right and to do it right.